This is WHTC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number, 395-1450. Our guests this morning, Roger Jansen and Taylor Hawthorne. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
All right. Who wants to start it off? Taylor, you want to start it off?
I guess I'm going to start it off today.
Okay.
I guess we're here to talk about the Holland Museum's new interactive display that we have been working on for a few years now that is in honor of Holland's 4 Medal of Honor recipients.
Mm-hmm.
And this project started a few years ago already. Roger, do you want to talk about how it kind of started a little bit?
Well, it started about the time the Vets Council worked on the renaming of U.S. 31. And at that time, Al McGeehan was part of the museum, and he suggested that the Veterans Council work to get money put together so that we could honor the 4 Medal of Honor recipients with a kiosk in the museum, which would be interactive, a touch screen with the information on the 4, where they grew up, a little history of when they went in the service and the accommodations that were written to have them eligible for the Medal of Honor. The Medal of Honor is awarded by the president. The Medal of Honor is the oldest medal out. It started in the Civil War. So that has, we raised the funds. We put it together, and then, of course, the recession hit and things kind of slowed down. But we're tickled to death now that kiosk is going to be ready to show. And Taylor, you tell us how that's going to happen and when it's going to happen.
Well, like Roger said, it's been a few years in the making, and it was actually probably a good thing because it took us a really long time to gather all of the information that we needed. we tried to see what, you know, we had in our museum collections and what was out there, and we talked to family members and friends of the 4 recipients and to see what they had and what they were willing to share in terms of photographs, other images, objects that they might have had, and also personal memories and stories that they had. And so we contacted and were put in contact with a lot of those family and friends, and so we sat down and did a lot of oral histories, and kind of that helped us piece together, because we really wanted to share and tell the story. Obviously, these 4 men did amazing things for their country during their service, but we also wanted to know kind of where did they go to school, you know, where did they go to church.
Mm-hmm.
What were they like as little boys, you know, and then what kind of determined the path for them to either be, you know, drafted or enlist in the service? And then for the 2 that came back, what did they do for the community and in their lives? And so we were able to kind of tell these stories through all these different things. And so now we have this upcoming Monday, Veterans Day, we are going to officially open it to the public. So it's a wonderful interactive display, so people can come to this up to this display and kind of pick and choose how they learn, and they can look and learn about, like I said, the childhood or the kind of the family, what they did to receive the medal, but they can also learn about the different wars that are represented. We have World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War that are represented by these 4 men. And then they can learn a little bit more about the Medal of Honor itself and how many recipients there have been and kind of what the process is behind
mm-hmm.
that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to have it, to launch it and finally share it with the public, because we've always had a Medal of Honor display. And if you walk into our kind of permanent gallery, Holland History Gallery, there is a small display that's right there that has a picture of the 4 men, and there's a little kind of paper pamphlet that you can walk away with, but it's kind of static, and you don't really learn much about them. You just
right.
kind of know what wars they were in and when they were born and when they died. And so this is a really great way for people of all ages, for families, for anybody to come in and learn a little bit more about the four men.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very user-friendly kind of thing. So even though it's kind of a new technology for us, it's friendly for a young child to use up until 105, basically. So you've got 5 to 105. So it's a really friendly platform to use. And we're really excited to obviously have this new technology in our museum, but we're also really excited to be able to honor these four men in the best way possible.
And this will be ready to use on Monday.
It'll be ready to use on Monday. And we are having a little party on Friday for the family and friends and all the participants. Is a sneak peek for all of them. And of course, Roger will be there and a lot of the other veterans groups. So, but it'll be officially open to the public on Veterans Day.
Okay.
Yeah. We're very excited about it. And yeah, we're really excited.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I've seen some of the other displays that you've had there through the years.
Yeah. And this will be in the our call to service section in our permanent gallery. And the wonderful thing about this is it's an interactive display. It's not an exhibition, you know, where you walk into a room and it's all this. But it's a display that's within our call to service section.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our kind of our military, how Holland has contributed in service throughout the years, beginning with the Civil War. And so this part is a new addition that will always be there. So this isn't something that you have to come and rush and make sure you get to see it, you know, in the next couple of months. It's going to be there, you know, as long as
right.
we're there, you know, it's going to be there. And we're going to add some things to that section too, some new uniforms and some other objects that kind of go along and tell that story. And the wonderful thing about this display too is if there is someone out there, whether it be a friend or a family member that we were not aware of, and they still want to contribute to the story, whether it be with a picture or a memory, we can still add that. So this isn't something that's done and, you know, is just, this is the end point.
Yeah.
So if anyone, you know, wants to contribute and hasn't had a chance to, they still can. And if Holland ever, you know, has another recipient that is awarded, we can add their story to that as well. So mm-hmm. it's just kind of an ongoing thing.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Sounds really nice.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be a wonderful addition to the museum's permanent collection, and just a great way to kind of share these four recipients' stories and kind of what they did for Holland and what they did for our country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Roger.
Well, Veterans Day is, of course, on Monday, and we will have a Veterans Day program at the Commons of Evergreen, starting at 7 o'clock in the evening. Of course, it's free. We have the American Legion Post Color Guard will be there. The American Legion Band will be there. And we'll have some remarks with the president and CEO, the new president and CEO of the Commons of Evergreen. And during the intermission, we're going to have the singing dominies from Evergreens that will have a couple of songs. One will be Let Freedom Ring, and the other one will be The Wonder of It All. And I understand that they do a real nice program. And then I'm going to have a few remarks, and then the American Legion Band will finish it off. I think it will be a nice program to go to. Lasts about an hour, starts at 7 o'clock. And the Evergreens will be in their big auditorium. It's a nice place to go. The Vietnam Veterans is going to have their wall there of all the names of the veterans, I should say, or the people that the Army personnel and that were killed in Vietnam. Their name will be on the wall, and if you know of anybody that you'd like to look that up, there'll be a book to tell you where it is, and there'll be people there to help you. It's kind of an awesome wall to look at. We're also going to have a display of World War II uniforms from the branches of the service, the Army. I understand that's quite a display, and that'll be there also. That'll be, like I say, that will be free. Come on in. and it'll be about an hour program. You can come early to look at the displays, or afterwards they'll be there to look at. So it starts at 7. We get done about 8 o'clock. And according to the weatherman, it's supposed to be a nice day.
I think so. Okay. Well, I think a lot of people are looking forward to that. And then to see the display in the museum will be a real treat, too. And what time do you open up on Monday?
We're open for regular hours at 10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yeah, and we're having an official dedication at 10:30 with the Chamber of Commerce. We have our ribbon-cutting ceremony. So if anyone wants to come down and be a part of that, that's at 10:30 on Monday, on Veterans Day.
And then, of course, the program on in the evening with the American Legion Band at Evergreen Commons.
Correct. I'm president of the Veterans Council. It's just unbelievable what the museum has done to put this package together. The easy part was to raise the funds, and they even went out and got funds, and they just plain put this program together. And I know it took a long time of research and cataloging, and then taking what they know and putting it into this kiosk. I'm very excited to see how it turned out. I know it'll be very impressive.
It will be. It will be, I'm sure. They do a nice job there.
Absolutely.
Why, thank you.
Well, we thank you both very much for coming in this morning and talking to us about this. And I'm sure a lot of people are looking forward to seeing that kiosk and the museum, and go to the program on Monday night.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Jim. Thank you.